Daniel, so we just saw, what did we see?
Shin Gojira?
Yeah, we just saw Shin Gojira.
This is my second time seeing the movie.
I was about to say, we saw it in the cinema even though it came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, because it's a limited one night only UK screening.
Yeah.
Don't know why they didn't do it when the movie came out like they did in the US and Canada.
Yeah, it would have made much more sense.
Yeah, it would. I got so annoyed about that, I was like, well, fuck it. It's high quality online, so whatever. Just watched it, like, over a year ago, I think. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I would recommend watching Shin Godzilla online.
Yeah. Well, or get it on Blu-ray if you want to pay for it. But, yeah, well, watch online. It's free.
We still can't buy a Blu-ray.
Can we not?
It just came out on Blu-ray in the US.
Fucking hell.
I think, like, Blu-ray only, no DVD version or something.
It's like
kinda
Britain and America just hates Godzilla.
Yeah. Like, there's no... Well, Britain.
Yeah.
Like, in America, they have, like, every movie.
Here, but they didn't Once Upon a Time. There's only, like...
Like, we had VHS tapes, and then no DVD releases, and still nothing. They have... They've had multiple DVD releases, Blu-ray releases. They had the VHSs. They got everything. Germany. Germany releases, like, every Godzilla movie.
Yeah, well, Germany likes big monsters.
Yeah.
Like, they did the Frankenstein movies. Frankenstein Conquers the World. A great film. So, yeah, this is my first time watching Shin Godzilla.
Yeah.
Everyone said, oh, it's the best Godzilla movie, so I went in with high expectations. I'd already seen all of the Godzilla scenes on YouTube.
So basically, you'd ruined it.
Well, they're all the best parts of the film. Yeah, they're all the best parts of the film. Everything else is just kind of, it's okay.
Just it's okay, how dare you?
All the Godzilla stuff is fucking amazing. It's some of the best Godzilla stuff in any Godzilla movie.
I would say easily the best Godzilla stuff.
I like it when he fights a giant monster. It's fun. I like Godzilla Final Wars is still my favorite Godzilla movie because he fights like 13 giant monsters in that movie or more. I can't remember. It's been a while.
I like a horrifying force of nature that is just indestructible and unstoppable.
That's the best part about this film. But there's only 10 minutes of it sandwiched in between like an hour and a half of people talking about thinking about maybe attacking Godzilla.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great satire on Japanese politics. Yeah. And
that's what I was told all the talking stuff was. It's like, oh, it's a satire about how the Japanese government is inept and is incapable of doing anything.
Well,
and they have to go through a bunch of different procedures and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds really good. That's kind of the first half of the film, but then the second half is them actually getting something done, so then it kind of destroys the satire bit at the beginning for me, because it's like, well, I thought they were going to be inept, and then maybe at the end Godzilla would just fuck off, and they'd be like, oh, we really need to step up our game because we're a terrible government. But then they solve the problem in the end, so it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
Well, it's not amazing.
Basically, all their leaders are killed in a fiery explosion.
Yeah. And then I guess they get better leaders.
Yeah, they get a guy who's got soggy noodles.
Yeah, that's the best scene in the film.
You just said the Godzilla bits are the best.
Well, yeah, that's the best human part of the film. It's the funniest scene in the film. It's quite funny, this movie.
Yeah, it's
which
hilarious.
It really doesn't deserve to be, because there's a scene where Godzilla destroys the fucking entire country of Japan in, like, one laser blast. And then in the next scene, the president or prime minister or whatever is like, oh, these noodles are soggy. I knew this job was going to be hard. Everyone's laughing. I'm like, millions of people were just murdered a scene ago.
Not millions.
Thousands. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
The whole city was on fire.
Yeah, not a whole city. That was like that's a section of a city.
It's a big section of a city.
It's a fair size section.
He annihilated a lot of buildings. And up to that point, he's been destroying his way through Tokyo at that point.
Yeah, so, remember that bit of like the family who are getting their things together and they just knocks over the building they're in?
Yeah. It's savage.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
That scene was played for laughs.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was. They're literally like, honey, make sure you have this. Honey, do you have this? Then he just knocks over the building they're in. That was not like a scene of like true horror. That was a scene of, yeah, look at these fucking morons who are like making sure they have every little thing.
But that
don't
was
do
what,
that.
That was what I was going to say. This movie's, it's got a tone problem. It's really funny and it's really horrifying, and I don't think those two elements mesh very well.
I'd say it worked for this because it has the contrast and the parallel between like giant monster and small man.
Yeah.
The scenes of the tiny man, they're all
They're all funny.
Yeah, they're all, like, straight played.
Yeah.
And then there's just, like, a lot of the laughs just come from, like, yeah, it's just, like, standard, like, oh, this is an inconvenience.
Yeah.
While outside there's a giant monster breathing fire.
And he's, like, destroying everything. And then they're like, okay, now we need to move to the other briefing room. And then they pack up their shit. And then they walk down a hallway to another room and then start talking again. Yes. That's all great. But then, like, that's the problem I have where I was like, this is really good. And I wanted to see how the satire developed into, oh, we're so fucked because we're a terrible government. But then at the end, they're like, oh, it solved the problem. We've frozen Godzilla or whatever.
Yeah. The day is saved.
Yeah.
Godzilla is doomed. Spoilers.
Hey, the movie's been out for 2 years. Yeah. Who cares? Like, are we going to do a spoiler-free review of fucking Terminator 2? Who gives a shit?
We should try.
We should try, actually. Might be interesting. I don't think anyone's done a spoiler-free review on YouTube yet.
Ba-da-ba, Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. That was, I've seen all the Godzilla scenes on YouTube. And the effects, I thought watching them on YouTube were amazing. Watching them on YouTube.
Yeah, the video compression.
Yeah. And... well, I saw them in HD, but tiny screen on my iPad. It looked fine. It looked really good. For all CG, I don't know, this film doesn't have a very big budget because it's a Japanese movie. Yeah. I don't know what budget they had. Maybe look it up. Can't be asked. My phone's under the microphone.
Shin Godzilla had a budget of $15 million.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell!
Yeah.
Yeah, that is ridiculously small.
Yeah, because they used a bunch of offices.
Yeah. And then but all the visual effects are amazing.
Yeah, they made like models and miniatures and shit.
It's great. And I've seen some behind-the-scenes footage where they actually had, like, a kind of puppet of Shin Godzilla, and that puppet looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then you see the close-ups of Godzilla's face, and it looks real. Like, it doesn't look like a CGI effect, which you look at, like, 2014, the American Godzilla movie.
There's just dust everywhere.
Yeah.
Hide him.
That's millions and millions of dollars, and it looks like shit.
Time for the budget comparison. Shin Godzilla's 15 million that managed to make it about 80 million earnings.
Well, it's a decent profit. I mean, maybe if they fucking showed it in other countries, then they would have made more.
Yeah, that's just the domestic, I think.
Oh, that's just Japan, is it?
So, Legendary's 2014 Godzilla. I'll take a guess.
The budget?
Yeah.
500 million.
No, that's...
250 million.
No.
No? Lower or higher than 250 million?
Lower.
150 million.
That's close, yes. 160 million. More than 10 times the amount that it costs to make Shin Godzilla.
That is ridiculous. Because in comparison, this looks amazing, and that looks like crap.
Yeah. But then you have to look at the difference of, hey, we got big Hollywood actors, and you don't really need the characters in the new one. They could have gotten anyone.
There wasn't a lot of Godzilla scenes in 2014, but I feel like there was maybe more overall, because there's only like 10 minutes of him in this.
Yeah, but there's only 7 minutes of him in Godzilla.
Really? There's less? And it cost 15 times more?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, because they filmed cities and then just CG'd all this. Like, yep, we CG'd San Francisco into a fiery apocalypse. For some reason.
And it looks like shit.
Yeah. But, and then it's fine the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. But this, like, watching it on a tiny screen, it was like, yeah, the effects are really, really good. They look almost real. Watching it on the big screen, the final form of Godzilla looks great. First two forms look like crap. Really good design. Really good concept.
I feel like it works with, like, that kind of, like, slippery, like, kind of, like, oily look, because it is, like, a fish that's just come out of water.
Well, there was that bit where he was evolving, and the texture was kind of rippling, and looked just fucking awful.
Yeah, that looked like... it looked like the walls from Silent Hill 2 that have this, like... That's too obscure.
Yeah, that's a really weird comparison.
Maybe for Silent Hill 4. That makes it better. Whatever, it looks like these shitty walls from Silent Hill.
Yeah, it did. It looked like a video game cutscene. But all the... and I would say, like, all the final form Shin Godzilla stuff is amazing, and that's probably because they had an actual puppet that they based the lighting and the textures and stuff off. So, yeah, visual effects are fine. But as you said, most of it's just people in an office.
Yeah.
But then there is, like, scenes of, like, insides of buildings and stuff blowing up, and that's all great as well. Sound design? Terrible.
Yeah, the Because they use a lot of like old sounds, yeah, like rather use, than remaking them.
It sounded like they just used compressed versions of the original Godzilla Roar and Laser Blast and some of the destruction sounds to the point where I was like, this looks great, but it doesn't sound anything like what's happening. Like, the bridge was falling over and it was like... I'm like, that sounds like a fucking sound effect from 1960 that they haven't even cleaned up.
Yeah.
Do you just go on a sound library and take some newer sound effects? I guess they only had a budget of $50 million, but...
Yeah. And I guess it was probably a nostalgia thing of, hey, people will hear these sounds, they'll remember the old films, they'll have that like connection to them.
Yeah. And I appreciate that they used like the old Godzilla like roar, but it doesn't hold up that well. Like, you look at the Godzilla 2014 roar, it's based on the original, but they kind of updated it, and I think that sounds a lot better by comparison. Like, because the old roar was just a leather glove on some violin strings or something.
Yeah. The new one was like...
You could recreate that, maybe.
It was like a pig and like a cow and like five other animals. Yeah. It was all shifted around.
Yeah, I think it sounds really good. That's one of the better parts about that film. Like, I don't like the design of the toy. Quick review of Godzilla 2014.
It's boring. There's characters and I don't care about them. And there's dust and the Roma and the brother and sister from the Avengers Age of Ultron are family and married.
Bryan Cranston's in it and he's great. And then he dies in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then Muto shows up.
Yeah.
Massive unidentified terrestrial object.
There's two of them.
Yeah, and they fuck.
Yeah, and then they fight Godzilla.
Then Taylor Aaron Johnson blows up the children of the Mutos, and then they go like,
and they fight Godzilla.
Yeah,
and Godzilla, he breathes his nuclear breath down one of them's throat.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
The end.
Yeah. Not a good film. I like that fight. It's a good fight. But not as good as like any of the other Godzilla fights.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold a candle to its fucking Jet Jaguar.
Jet Jaguar!
Jet Jaguar! Jet Jaguar! Or even King Caesar. Remember the King Caesar song?
Caesar! Caesar!
She sings to him for like 10 minutes. I love that movie. I can't even remember which one it is. So Dan, you've seen all of the Godzilla movies?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man. I feel like I've out-nerded you for once. Yeah, I have seen all of the Godzilla movies.
Wow.
I did watch them back in the day when I was a stoner, so I was probably stoned during all of them, and honestly, I can't remember all of them. But I remember...
Okay, what was the name of the
villain? I don't fucking remember!
What was the name of the villain from Godzilla 2000?
Godzilla 2000? That was a weird space blob monster, wasn't it?
What was his name? That's the question.
I don't fucking remember his name.
His name is Orga.
Oh, yeah, Orga, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't remember their names. I remember the fights. The fights were cool.
It was a big alien spaceship, and then it sat on Godzilla's head, and then it became a blob monster.
What's your favorite Godzilla monster?
I really like Destroyer.
Yeah, Destroyer's fucking awesome.
Yeah, because
Destroyer!
It's a fucking giant human monster.
Yeah.
Space Godzilla's a pussy.
I was about to say I quite like Space Godzilla. Because that movie is Space Godzilla appears out of nowhere and tries to steal Godzilla Jr. And to me, that feels like Godzilla's the dad, and then Space Godzilla is Godzilla's mom, Godzilla Jr.'s mom, and he comes to, like, take custody of a child. And if you look at it from that aspect, it's great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this asshole just appears from space and kidnaps Godzilla's son, which is fucking weird. But no, everyone says King Ghidorah. That's obviously his most iconic anime. I'm kind of so-so. I like Mechagodzilla.
Do you like Mechagodzilla or Kiryu or Kiryu 2?
That's what I was going to say. They've done a whole bunch of different variations of it. And I can't remember which one, but I think one of them Godzilla is evil and they build Mechagodzilla to fight him.
I think that's the Kiryu one.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the second series of Godzilla movies that they do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the first series he's a bad guy. Because the first series was when Godzilla was like this Earth's mightiest hero, and he kept saving the day, and he did that Godzilla dance where he kept jumping up and down. What a good series! Fucking love Godzilla. Garbage movies, so good. Love them all.
Godzilla.
So where does Shin Godzilla rank on your favorite Godzilla movies?
Of all the ones I've seen, I'd say I like it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you like about Godzilla then?
Godzilla itself?
The character, the franchise. The
character that is inconsistent between... Yeah. Oh, I like that it ate a lot of fish.
Yeah. That is not Godzilla. We do not speak of that.
Zilla confirmed for God.
Can you imagine if Zilla was in Godzilla versus King Kong? That's why I like Final Wars so much, because he shows up and gets his ass kicked.
Yeah. I would watch a Zilla versus Peter Jackson's King Kong.
I would actually watch that as well. I much prefer Peter Jackson's King Kong to Kong Skull Island, because Kong Skull Island is just a pile of garbage.
But he walks like a man, and he does wrestling moves.
He looks like a guy in a giant rubber costume, and I appreciate that. But the movie's garbage. Yeah. And it's got some fun action, but... It's more fun than like Godzilla 2014, but man, I still prefer like the original Kong versus Godzilla, because that's just garbage and I love it. Nah, Shin Godzilla for me is okay. I love all the Godzilla stuff. I appreciate that it's trying to do like the first Godzilla movie. It was supposed to be a horror. Yeah. Because he was, like, Japan obviously got nuked to Hiroshima and all that bullshit, and they were, like, terrified of nuclear fallout and all that crap, because it destroyed their country. So that, to them, was a horror icon of this nuclear monster that just comes and destroys everything. And you look at it now, and it's campy and it's silly. It's still, that's one of the best Godzilla movies, because just the way it's shot. And yeah, it's old and it's black and white, but it still holds up pretty well. And this is the first time, I think, since the first one that it's actually been scary. And this is definitely the scariest Godzilla, because he is just fucking horrifying in this movie. Like, all of his forms, all terrifying. I really, the first one, first time I saw it, as like, I laughed, because he's like, scooting around on the floor, he's not got arms, but then he climbs up on this building, and he's got these horrifying googly eyes, and he starts like, bleeding at like, the gills on his neck, and it's,
he's a good boy.
But then like, final form Godzilla is just this terrifying monster. And his eyes are terrifying, and his teeth are terrifying.
It's got a huge dick tail.
Yeah, his dick tail's horrifying, and he shoots like 100 lasers out of his back.
And there's tiny little Godzilla's trying to crawl off.
Yeah, there's like zombie monsters. Oh, yeah. All the Godzilla scenes in this movie are a masterpiece. But then the talking stuff's just fine. Like, I feel like it gets worse the more it goes along. Like, I felt like the first half of this movie I really liked. Because they're like, oh, there's this bombing, what's happening? Oh, Godzilla's appeared. Godzilla, what are we going to do? Oh my god, he's mutated, what do we do? Things keep escalating, the government is not capable of dealing with it. And then Godzilla just goes to sleep, and then they're like, okay, we need to solve this problem. And then, like, the rest of the movie is them, like, talking about stuff, and I'm like, I'm fucking bored, do something.
Yeah,
and then
they're doing stuff the entire time.
Yeah, they're just talking about stuff.
They're constantly making plans. They're constantly finding out new things. They're getting closer and closer to the solution to their problem.
And if I could speak Japanese, I might enjoy that, but I'm constantly reading and I'm getting ahead. I don't like reading. Reading's for nerds.
Durr, I can't read.
That's why...
Durr, I can't watch Godzilla. I'm too slow to read. Reading words is hard.
No, but I enjoyed all the talking in the first half, because it's funny and it's good satire, but then the second half's just, how do we deal with this problem? We're gonna get, maybe we could use us to freeze. Oh, he's got DNA and there's a different... And I'm like, I don't care.
Whereas I find it exciting to see them going through this stuff, finding new information, building upon what they're doing, hearing like what they're gonna do, seeing that all these ideas being thrown around, seeing this group coming together, working on a solution... It's got that whole, like, pride of Japan. Let's do it.
I can see that working if I was Japanese and I understood the Japanese culture and I was like, oh yeah, the Japanese are coming together and save their country.
It's general camaraderie. It's not just specifically...
No, but this is my problem. Like, the first half works because there's no characters. They're just a bunch of government people.
And then the second half... at the end.
Yeah, but that's why it doesn't work for me, because it's just a bunch of people I don't care or know anything about talking about stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, get to Godzilla, that's why I came here.
Human beings. You're saying you don't care about human beings fighting for their lives, for their struggle.
You found it hilarious when that couple got annihilated by Godzilla.
Exactly, that was funny as fuck.
Yeah, our viewpoints really clash here. I understand your point of view. Like, I can see some people really enjoying this, but I can see a lot of people, from my point of view, like, yeah, this is really boring. As I said, I really liked the first half. And it was because it was intercut with all the Godzilla stuff, and it really felt like the situation kept escalating. But then the second half, it felt like the stakes were lowered because he was asleep. And then they're like, oh, America's going to nuke. He's going to nuke Godzilla. I'm like, but they're not, though.
The whole country. Not the whole country, but the whole city.
But I knew that wasn't going to happen because then there'd be no Shin Godzilla 2. And these Godzilla movies, they always have fucking sequels.
That's not true.
Name one Godzilla movie that... Actually, the third series of Godzilla movies is just a bunch of standalones, and they're really weird.
Exactly.
They keep rebooting. But I think everyone liked Shin Godzilla and wants a sequel. And I do want a sequel. But I want to see Shin Godzilla fight another monster.
Why?
Because it's cool. And Shin Godzilla's awesome. And I want to see his destructive power against another monster that's fucking awesome.
But you said you liked satire.
Yeah.
So it would be a completely different film.
That's what all the sequels to the first Godzilla were. You just said this character is completely inconsistent. And I agree.
Yeah. But then it wouldn't be a sequel. It would just be a new Godzilla. They'd just do it over. There'd be no point continuing this style of Godzilla.
No, but at the end, they have these, like, horrifying monsters coming off of his tail, and it's like, oh, what are they? What's going to happen? Like, is that where King Ghidorah comes from or whatever? Like, your friends were talking about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty, like, interesting idea with the whole...
Yeah.
They talk about the evolution, how it could keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if Godzilla in this universe could be a progenitor of all the kaiju? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, they're all these weird variations of him.
And that's what I'm saying, like, you could just ditch the satire. I enjoyed the satire, but I felt like the movie ditched the satire towards the end. And that's why I kind of fell off the horse. Like, I was on board for the first hour, and then after that, I was like, okay, the satire has disappeared. They're all coming together, and they're going to save the problem. So this isn't even satire anymore, because you started off being like, Japanese government are terrible, and then towards the end, you're like, oh no, but they can save the day, and they can stop the monster. And it's like, well, which is it? It's one or the other.
Yeah, but it's community at the end, not government.
I didn't know because there were so many different Asians that I couldn't tell apart, and they were all talking, and everything was so fast, and I was so bored, and I was trying to keep up with what they were saying, but I had no interest.
But why would you want another movie of that?
I don't. That's why I'm saying I want a movie where Shin Godzilla fights another monster, because the best part of the film is Shin Godzilla.
But between that, what are you going to have?
Final Wars. You got monsters fighting? What's in between that? People fighting. I want that. I want Godzilla Final Wars 2.
Why would they be fighting?
I want Godzilla Finalist War.
This isn't a big expanded universe right now. This is Godzilla has shown up. What are you going to do? Do you want Legendary to go? Yeah, fuck it. Everything happened already. It's all coming back.
Yeah.
No, that's fucking stupid.
No, but the next Godzilla movie that Legendary is making has got like King Ghidorah, Mothra, and Ghidorah or whatever in it. I think some of those. Like, the Kong after credits scene.
Why did
scene.
You say Ghidorah, and then you said his name a different way?
Oh, no, wait, sorry, Rodan.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the pterodactyl one, but I said Ghidorah. Ghidorah's just another pronunciation of Ghidorah, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I don't know Japanese. I'm not a weeaboo. I don't care about the Japanese culture. I like giant monsters blowing stuff up. And all the giant monsters blowing stuff up scenes in this were great.
Pacific Rim 2's, like, teaser thing looks awful.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I was severely disappointed by it.
They're moving too fast and slick. It's just, ah.
Yeah.
They're fucking giant robots.
Yeah. Well, Pacific Rim didn't make money, but Transformers did. Because Chinese like Transformers. Maybe if we make our movie more like Transformers, the Chinese will go and see it.
It's got a dirty Mexican directing. Let's get rid of him.
It's got a bad actor from Force Awakens in it. I hate him.
Yeah, John Boyega's fine.
He's a bell end.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. We're talking about Godzilla.
Focus yeah, the sound design was bad, but then the music was pretty good.
Yeah.
You got like the old Godzilla theme, you know, dun 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 dun. But then you said that like some of the music was just from Bleach.
Yeah, the composer Shiro Sagisu, he just lifted, like, there's one song that it's kind of like the main theme of Shin Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost exactly a song he did for the anime series Bleach.
Yeah.
It's just really funny, because I'm just listening to it, and I'm like, yeah. I remember.
Well, I mean, it says work, so he can copy it if he wants.
Yeah.
But it seems a bit weird. Does it fit? Like, I thought all the music fit really well, except there was kind of like one metal rock song towards the end where
that was when they were kind of like, hey, we've got everything going into motion, our community. Well, that was during the
no, it's towards the end where we're like, oh, we've
yeah, they're just having a, it's like a quick montage of people going through stuff, passing on some information.
Yeah, I don't feel like that song fit very well, but all the rest of the music fit really well. And I can't remember it off the top of my head apart from the Godzilla theme, but it was all done pretty well.
I like the drum, the heavy drum beat stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciated that. Good music.
Yeah, good time.
Good music, bad sound design. Wasn't even, like, the sound wasn't even balanced very well. Like, so, like the talking was kind of like, it was fine, but then, like, some the explosion sound effects weren't very loud. But then some gunfire was really, really loud, and it kind of caught me off guard with how loud some of it was, but I don't know.
But then there are scenes like the scene of, like, everyone talking at once, which, when I watched that just on my computer at home, I don't have surround sound, so it's like, yeah, whatever, they're all talking at once. In this theater, just, like, I was, like, genuinely, like, Jesus Christ, there's people talking from every fucking angle. This is amazing.
I wish there was an English dub for Shin Godzilla.
Oh, maybe there's, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I probably would have enjoyed this more if I could hear what they're saying. It's the same with, like, Jigai Jasu. It's just like, it's a great film, but I wish I didn't have to read the whole time.
Cut to, watch our new trailer for Shin Godzilla, but we do the voices. Here's Godzilla's scream. Here's a Japanese man talking. It's not English. You're supposed to speak in English.
They did speak English sometimes, but then they didn't speak English very well, so I couldn't understand, and then there was no subtitles for that. Yeah. So I couldn't understand what they were saying.
There were subtitles, you just have to read Japanese.
the way the Japanese do, like, subtitles, it confuses me. Like, most of them are on the bottom, but then sometimes, like, when people were speaking English, the subtitles would be, like, down the way from the left, which I just thought was really weird, but that's just the Japanese language, I guess.
But you mean when they're, when they've got, like, words that they're translating on the side, yeah.
Yeah, there's just some words that were down, that went down the way on the left or right-hand side of the screen.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they're at the bottom, and then because they're at the bottom, that meant the English subtitles were at the top.
Yeah.
It was just a mess in terms of subtitles, but I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. All those people being...
murdered.
Yeah, big explosions.
I thought the Godzilla stuff was horrifying. I liked the satire. I thought the third act was a big disappointment. I really wanted more climax to the ending. The ending is that they kind of... It was a good ending, I guess.
They stopped the monster. Yeah. Hooray.
They tripped him over and then they fed him some freezy juice and then he freezed.
Yeah.
I laughed at that. That was a bit dumb.
Why is that dumb? How else would you freeze a giant monster?
I don't know. Throw a freeze bomb at him or something cool.
That doesn't make any sense.
But they trip him over and then they just give him a big bunch of, like, crane straws. And I just... The image of Godzilla on the floor with his, like, weird googly eye with a bunch of crane straws hanging out of his mouth is just funny to me.
You think it's funny to see someone be frozen alive?
You think it's funny to see people get blown up when they're trying to evacuate a giant monster?
Yeah, that was played for laughs, though. You're saying that you think it's funny to freeze a big monster from the inside out.
No, I just think it's silly the way they did it. They could have done it in a cooler way. Maybe they
said they couldn't.
We send a freeze bomb. Oh, we froze
that them. Doesn't make any sense. There's
a freeze giant crane straws in his fucking
head. Yes, it does. Because
it's a giant nuclear monster. None of this makes sense.
Hey, if there was a giant nuclear monster, we'd be pouring hose fulls of coagulate down its throat.
Remember, you know in I can't remember which old Godzilla movie it is. This one where he goes to space and Godzilla, he runs at the guy and then he slides on his tail.
Yeah, it's good.
And then it was so good they played it twice.
Yeah.
That wasn't silly.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, like when he flies by shooting his atomic breath.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I love those old Godzilla movies. Wait, so this is your favorite Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
It's overall good. I'm not bored by it at all. I'm constantly... My tension is always there with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something going on. It doesn't...
No, I'll give it that. There is always something going on, but I don't think... Everything that's going on is super interesting. Most of it is. Like, the satire stuff's interesting. It's like, how's this, like, terrible government? Like, they're constantly asking... Like, I love that scene, though. You talked about it before we've seen the film, but it was like, they're about to attack Godzilla, and they're like, do we have clearance? And they're like, no, there's two people down there! Can't abort the mission!
Yeah.
And then immediately Godzilla just destroys them and the buildings around them. And I just thought that was great.
We don't necessarily see those two people get hurt.
No, but they looked in the direction that Godzilla then walked on. So you can assume they got killed. But, Yeah, just the ineptitude of the Japanese government in the first half, I thought was spectacular. But then, yeah, we gotta find, oh, it's this element and all the science stuff. I'm like, I know Godzilla, he's a giant nuclear monster that breathes lasers out of his mouth. Like, I don't care about the science behind him. I just want to see him fight something.
To work with other nations to stop this monster. Yeah. Truly, humans actually, are the real monsters to nuke each other.
That I thought was kind of good. Like, you got the American government in there, and they're wanting to nuke, just essentially nuke Japan again, and all the Japanese are angry about it. We don't want to get nuked again. And yeah, that's done fine. But I don't know. It's just all the science of, oh no, we got the computers and stuff. Some of it was really funny, though. Like, when that guy, they're all just sitting in the room quietly, and the guy gets up and just starts screaming.
Yeah, and then the girl goes up to the... Then he goes to confer with someone else, yeah. And then the girl comes up with the same... She's already found out the same information.
Yeah, and then he rushes up with another computer.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, she's already showing him.
Or when the president, when the prime minister at the beginning, he's like, I'm going to address the public and tell them that he's not going to come on land. He's like, don't worry, Godzilla's not going to come on land. And then the guy just runs up to him, and he's like, he has? He already has? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid movie. I don't think I've got a whole lot to say about it. I've pretty much said everything. I don't think it's perfect. I wouldn't say it's my favorite Godzilla movie, but I can see why it's your favorite Godzilla movie, and I can understand why people would say it's the best Godzilla movie, because it's definitely... Of all the Godzilla movies, it feels the most like a real movie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the old Godzilla movies are just garbage. I love them for it.
Yeah, okay, but... So... You're just going with Final Wars because big dumb monsters.
Yeah, big dumb monsters fighting each other. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a Shin Godzilla is probably a better movie, but I'm not bored by Final Wars when I watch it because there's always something happening in terms of action. And as I said, like the best parts of Shin Godzilla are the horrifying giant monster destroying Japan. Yeah, another reason I want a sequel for this is they'll have a bigger budget, which means there'll be more Godzilla scenes.
Could have more Godzillas. Or could have less Godzillas.
He doesn't even, like, I don't even necessarily want a sequel where he fights another giant monster. Even just, oh no, Godzilla humans have split off of his tail and they're terrorizing the city, like, with their own little nuclear breath blasts.
Atomic breath.
Yeah.
Like, learn what the atomic breath is called. It's an atomic breath.
What did I say?
You said, like, nuclear blast.
Well, it's
breath.
Nuclear. Fucking cares.
Atomic breath.
It's Godzilla. Who cares?
It's called the atomic breath. Learn the lore.
The lore. Yeah, but no. Like, so you imagine, like, Shin Godzilla 2 opens, and then a bunch of monsters start crawling off of Godzilla, and they start, like, running through the streets and, like, blasting people with atomic breath. And then the soldiers gotta, like, fight these, like, little Godzilla monster things, and then maybe Godzilla wakes up, and maybe he's on their side, or maybe he's trying to kill them or something. Like, that'd be fine. That'd be cool. No?
Nah, that doesn't sound particularly great to me.
Maybe a bunch of...
Also, why would Shin Godzilla 2? What kind of a name is that?
What kind of name is Shin Godzilla? What does Shin mean?
It basically means, like, improved, better, like, it's...
So it's the equivalent of calling it Better Godzilla.
Yeah. It just kind of means, like...
That's a bad name as it is. I mean, it sounds good. Great. The Japanese version sounds good, but if you translate it to English and you just call it Improved Godzilla, it's a terrible name.
That's why they call it
Godzilla Resurgence.
So calling
Godzilla it Improved Resurgence. Godzilla 2... Yeah. And Godzilla Resurgence is a
Godzilla
dumb
Resurgence
name.
Would be a name for a sequel where he comes back from being frozen.
Yeah, that is a better name for the sequel. It doesn't matter what they call the sequel, but I want another Godzilla movie with this Godzilla, because... I like old Godzilla, but this Godzilla is horrifying. And he is improved. He's cool. Like, he takes out the entire city with his atomic breath. It's cool. More of this. Less...
He's dead.
Less of people walking around and not seeing Godzilla for 2 hours.
He's dead, though. That's what you're talking about, 2 hours. He was gone for 15 days.
No, I'm talking about Legendary's Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, that movie's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a piece of shit, but...
Hey, look, you can kind of see Godzilla on TV.
Legendary's Godzilla has a better ending than Shin Godzilla, though.
You're talking about the bit where he shoots his atomic breath down the Muto's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll admit that's a super cool scene.
And then Godzilla, he goes to sleep, and everyone's like, is he dead? And then he wakes up, and everyone's like, fuck! And then he's just like, right, I'm off. Like, he's just this force of nature that just appears to defeat the monsters, and then he's like, right, I'm done, I'm off. And then he just disappears, and everyone's like, what the fuck just happened? And that's Godzilla. Godzilla, most of the time, is he's just a force of nature. And yeah, he'll destroy stuff if it gets in his way, but he's not out to kill humans. in this,
kill everybody.
Yeah, in
kill
this, he's just a horrifying monster.
Yeah.
And I like
he's
that.
He's just looking to get food.
Yeah.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he's just hungry for nuclear stuff.
Yeah.
And but I like that.
His teeth are too fucked up to eat anymore.
Is that what they said? They said something about his teeth, yeah, but
they,
I can't remember what it was.
Said, if you look at his jaw structure and his jagged teeth, they're clearly not strong enough to feed on nuclear waste in the state. That's all he says. Mm.
His teeth are horrifying, though.
That's big spikes.
Yeah. Like, all the Godzilla scenes in this are amazing. Like, just like that scene where he's just kind of walking and he's all red and then the colors go down and he's just on fire behind him. It's just beautiful. And then the music playing in that scene is great as well. I don't know. I just like Godzilla. Whether he's a horrifying monster out to kill everyone or he's on human side and he's going to fight a giant monster in the city. Doesn't matter.
What about if Godzilla is just trying to lay eggs?
Or you... Oh. God, I hate that movie. I do like that raptor scene, though. It's fun. That's the best part of that terrible piece of shit.
No, the worms.
Oh, at the beginning. He's a worm scientist.
Yeah, he goes to... What's the place in Russia? No. The fuck's that irradiated place with all the freaks in Russia? Or not Russia?
Wait, Chernobyl?
Yeah, Chernobyl.
Yeah.
The fuck's Chernobyl?
Chernobyl. It's a horror movie about
to
Chernobyl.
To the internet!
Oh no, we don't need to look up Chernobyl.
They should make a Chernobyl Godzilla. The Chernobyl monster versus Godzilla.
What's your ideal Godzilla movie?
A big Godzilla, and he says, "Hello, friend." And then Godzuki shows up, and has his little wings. Now Priyat, that's where it is. It's in Priyat.
I've never heard of that.
You know about Priyat?
How do you not know about Chernobyl?
I know about Chernobyl. I don't know where the fuck Chernobyl.
Remember the name was? I don't know where Priyat is.
Yeah.
I don't know geology.
Yeah, he does know geology. Some of those science nerds from Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, probably. I like the bio. That was another good scene where they go to talk to the biology people.
Yeah,
and they're just sitting there silently.
I need solid information.
Yeah.
I can't
risk my
credibility.
I don't
want to
ruin my career over
yeah.
this. Yeah. That's great.
I don't know what. Maybe that's a giant monster. Probably not. It's probably volcanic activity. You should consult a geologist. Can we do anything about this? No. Who can do something about this? I'll have to ask somebody. Let's go sit in another room.
Yeah, so much of people walking down hallways and telling each other things, and then okay, we need to postpone this meeting and then have it in another room. And
can we get clearance? Do you need it right now? I'll go check. It would be better if we got it right now. Give me a moment.
Because they'll just like blowing stuff up and smashing buildings and shit.
Okay, you have clearance. Wait.
There's people there.
No clearance. I'm taking your clearance away.
Yeah, good movie. Solid movie. So, Daniel, would you recommend Shin Godzilla?
I would definitely recommend Shin Godzilla. I'd recommend seeing it one night only in the... Oh. Watch it at home. It's a good movie.
I would say you probably have a better experience watching it at home.
Watch it with surround sound.
Yeah, or just headphones.
Headphones are uncomfortable sometimes to wear for too long.
You get a nice, comfortable pair of headphones. Sometimes I'll take a break. I'll take them off for 5 minutes and then I'll put them back on. I feel fine. Got to freshen up your ears so they don't get sore.
Hey, kids, if your ears aren't feeling fresh enough, you should buy Danny Ironside's tampons for ears. Freshen up your ear holes. It'll pick out all the wax you got built up in there.
I should do something like that because I'm going deaf. Like I've been like wiggling my ear trying to get the wax out this whole time.
Well, you can.
Danny Ironside. Would you say Danny Ironside's tampons for ears?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna invest in that shit.
Cool.
Can we get clearance for Danny Ironside's tampons for ears?
Cut this out. It's too good of an idea.
Yeah, email us at wastingtimepost@gmail.com if you're willing to invest in Danny Ironside's tampons for ears.
Send...
Trademarked.
Send 500 Vietnamese dong to my PayPal account. And then I'll send you some.
Yeah, something like that.
Do Vietnamese dong exist?
I don't know what you
that
just
said. That sounds
like
a currency.
Vietnamese dong.
Yeah.
That was another scene I liked in Shin Godzilla. So there's two people sitting on a bench, and then they're talking about how Godzilla's destroyed the economy.
Oh, yeah.
How, like, the yen's gone down, and yeah. Japan's never going to be able to recover.
Yeah, I forgot about the subplot with the journalist.
Yeah.
And how there's a guy leaking information, and it's like, okay, you can put this out the day before it goes public.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that whole
thing. Yeah, but I didn't really pick up on that. Yeah. But now that you've said it, it makes a lot more sense. Because they're constantly, like, having press meetings, but then like, oh, shit, the public already knows and stuff. Yeah.
Because, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I feel like you would enjoy it more if you watched it at home. Because you, like, I felt like the subtitles were going too fast. So if I could pause it, rewind a couple seconds, watch it again, be like, okay, my brain's had time to process
that.
But
then you wouldn't get the great experience of a crying baby taken to see a Godzilla movie.
Who takes a fucking baby to see Shin Godzilla?
It was so fucking weird. Like, did you not watch the trailer? There were, like, I think I saw two kids and a baby.
Kids I can understand.
Yeah,
babies,
I guess with kids
no.
You'd be like, I don't know, but I saw that 1998 Godzilla. It was fun.
Oh, good. This Godzilla's annihilated all of Japan.
Hey, this doesn't have any of the Simpsons voice actors.
I forgot 1998 Godzilla had all the Simpsons voice actors.
Aguilera, Nancy Cartwright, Dan Castellaneta is in it for a bit.
Oh, yeah, he is. So, Dan, would you recommend Shin Godzilla?
I would recommend that Shin Godzilla do a new sound. That's my Godzilla sound.
That was more of a bird sound than a raptor sound. I'll put the actual Jurassic Park noise in there for context. I would say, if you're a big fan of the Godzilla movies, I would say if you're a big fan of the Godzilla movies, you've probably already seen it by now, but I don't know. Definitely watch all of the Godzilla scenes on YouTube.
Just watch the whole movie.
You can watch the whole movie, but if you find the talking scenes boring, which you might, watch all the Godzilla scenes, because they're good scenes. If you like the talking stuff, it's a good film. Watch the whole thing.
If you have ADD...
like me.
You won't be able to watch the whole movie.
Bring a fidget spinner to watch the Godzilla movie at home, because you can't see it in the cinema, or buy it on Blu-ray.
True.
Buy four fidget spinners instead.
No, don't. Don't buy any fidget spinners.
You wasting time fidget spinners. Only at wastingtime.com. www.dannyironsidetamponsforears.com.
To buy the fidget spinners, get a brown paper bag, write cash for kids, post it, just stick it through your letterbox, knock 8 times, look in the mirror, say, hello, darkness, my old friend, 3 times. Ben Affleck will be on the other side of the door.
And, looking sad.
Yeah, and he will take the cash for kids envelope, and then he will... I hope he gives it to us. I haven't really gone that far into like what happens with the money. But, yeah. Hopefully he gets to us somehow. Ben, make sure you give us that money.
Thanks, Ben. Justice League looks great, by the way. Yeah. Bye, Dan. Okay, I'm just gonna leave you in this carpet.
Okay, I'll stay here then. I'm gonna try and figure this out. There's the thing is here, yes.
Why am I leaving my own bag? Get the fuck out of my bag.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop recording right now. Fuck you.
This is a McDonald's.
What an asshole.